Whitey and Elsie, have they embraced you? These are your in-laws, right?
They are.
So they're your wife's parents. Do you think that they still fulfill their obligations?
Oh, yes. I yes, they do.
Do they appear when you're around them to be romantic people?
We try to limit that.
We try to limit that. That would mean that, what, they're kind of out of control?
No, they might bring it up once in a while, but my wife and I don't really care to hear too much of it.
Oh, good. Well, all right. That adds a nice little disturbing touch to it.
Rick, then I believe that, Mike, we'll play this game with nothing. We're not going to give a cushion.
There's no handicap, Don.
No,
what we're
going
to do is we're going to actually go for the day itself when you think that Elsie and Whitey, which really makes the game right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
When did Elsie and Whitey last make whoopee?
Oh, Whitey, you're the greatest.
Thank you, Elsie.
Oh, yeah. Whitey wouldn't talk like that.
Oh, Whitey would talk like your thing.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Oh, Elsie. You're wonderful. Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Never mind. All right, when do you think they last?
I'm going to have to say Saturday night, Sunday, early morning.
No, you got to pick one or the other.
If
you say late Saturday night, we'll give that to you. If they say like it was...
Yes.
And why do you suspect then?
I was over there watching the boxing match, and I just have a feeling that after I left, they might have,
All right, okay.
The thing you don't like to talk about.
Really?
Yeah, I just leave it at that.
I'll tell you that on Saturday night, I know this from getting recon from Buzz. And no matter what Frida says...
I got hiccups.
She was drunk on Saturday, and frankly, so was Buzz's wife. They were both buzzed, and no pun intended, Buzz.
Okay, yeah.
And I happen to know that we both got the same result on Saturday night when we got home. Even after going to the sex store and everything,
yeah,
there was no sex because...
They were both kind of like passed out?
They were... Mike, I don't want to use...
Two teams! Can we lie? Can we fill in 15? No, all right. All right. I don't even remember what it was.
Drunk is such an ugly word.
So they basically went into Happy Land, slept into Happy Land?
Yes, basically unable to perform.
Oh, okay, understand.
You'd think with a little inhibition-lowering alcohol and a trip to a sex stop, you're a shoe-in. But no,
not a chance.
I came in today and I said, the bus, so how'd you do? I bet you tore that place up. You're not going to believe it. Yeah, we talked about his rumpus room, of course.
Yeah, right. Of course.
And he said, you're not going to believe it. Nothing happened. I said,
not a thing.
I said, nothing happened with me either.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, we got home, and it was like, come on, you had booze. We're in a sex store. And she's like, I want to watch Mad TV.
I got hiccups.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. How was Sunday? Any change on Sunday? No. Sunday was just Sunday.
No, Sunday, I didn't even take a shower.
Really?
I did take a shower on Sunday, so my day got better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I did it by myself, if that counts.
Sure it does.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
That's what I thought Jesus would want me to do.
That's right.
Robbie, you got the number?
Yeah, you want me to call Whitey?
Yeah, call Whitey.
We're going to call Whitey. The guess is Saturday night. That's when, what's his name? I forgot his name. Jeff says that Whitey and Elsie have fulfilled their obligations.
All right, and Jeff, you were in Buffalo, right? WBUF?
I am, yes.
Right on. Now, you are from America, not one of our Canadian listeners?
I'm born and bred Buffalonian.
There you go.
Okay. All right, Jess, where do you weigh in on Canadians calling the show?
What do I weigh in on Canadians in general?
Please do not repeat questions.
Or calling the show. Calling our radio show.
Everybody's, free to do what they choose.
No.
Bad answer, Jess. Jeff or Jess?
It's Jess, I think.
Jess.
No answer. Does he scream?
Does Whitey scream?
If he's listening to you guys, he might be.
If he's listening, that would destroy the purpose of the contest. The
game is ruined. We got to win.
No, he shouldn't. He wouldn't be screening. No.
Very, 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 very imperative.
Come on, Whitey.
Pick up the phone right now.
I tell you what, Whitey. This is a problem with Whitey.
Yep.
You come to Whitey and you say, "Hey, Whitey, we got something we want you to do," and you know Whitey does. Whitey let you down every time.
Gone.
Has Whitey been feeling well?
All right, listen, we got to go.
I think so. Anyway.
Thanks, Jess, you damn dummy.
That was great.
Bye, dude. Here's another guy, Don from Sacramento. Hi, Don.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi there. How long have you been married?
8 months.
8 months? Newlywed.
All right. How old are your in-laws?
They both recently just turned 50.
50, so they're very young people.
Beautiful. And their names, please?
Mick and Jerry.
All right.
Mick.
We're running out of time. What is the date that you think that they last fulfilled their obligations?
I'm guessing they probably both did it last night, Sunday night.
Last night, I like that. Night. Sunday night, yeah.
You got the number, Robbie?
I do indeed.
And let me ask you something, Don. Oh, KHTK, incidentally. Shout out to them in Sacramento.
Don.
Why is it? Oh, come on. Good affiliate, Mike.
No, I said Don. I just said that. I was going to say something else, and then I... No, I think it's a great affiliate.
They are.
I know. I think they're a great affiliate.
You know, did I tell you?
I sent sarcasm.
You told me. Their JetBlue now has nonstop
service to Sacramento, California.
From Washington.
So you can go fly from our nation's capital to Sacramento
for our next trip out.
Nonstop for our next trip.
And
you know, that would even make it easy for me.
In order for him to win, we need you to come on the air. Can we have your permission to put your voice on the air?
There we go.
Hang on a second.
Who is it?
All right, we're gonna talk to
Mick?
Don's...
Mick or Jerry?
It's Mick.
Which is the male?
They could be the Jaggers.
Right. Mick is the male.
Yeah.
All right, Don, we're going to put you on hold for a second. Hold on. Let's go to 444. Hello, Mick?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Don and Mike. How are you, my friend?
Yes, I'm doing all right. What's going on?
How you doing out there in Sacramento? How's the weather out there?
Hot.
Hot. Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Wow. We have your son-in-law, Don, on the phone with us.
Yeah.
Your new son-in-law. You get along with him okay?
Yeah, he's cool.
All right.
Well, here
all
he
right.
is now. Now, listen, Don, don't say anything except hi to your father-in-law.
Okay.
Well, so why don't you say hi to him, Don?
Hi, Mick. How's it going?
Is this Donald?
What's that?
Is this Donald?
Yeah,
hi, Donald. What's going on?
Hey, not much, Mick. How's it going?
Good.
Okay.
Trying to win a radio contest.
Now that we got that tender moment out of the way, let's move forward.
Here we go. Here's the question for you, Mick. We're playing a game called Guess the Whoopee, and we're playing with the newly married couples and their in-laws. You know, because sex is such a personal thing.
Yes, and taboo.
So
the radio.
The question here, Don's made a guess, and if your answer matches his, he'll win $100. When is the last time that you and Jerry, his mother-in-law, you his father-in-law, when is the last time that you two, sliced the pineapple? How do you say this?
Fulfilled their marital obligations.
You know, had some, you know what I'm saying.
Had some good, clean adult fun.
That's right.
Okay, the last time I really knocked the bottom out of it was yesterday.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yay!
Yeah! Fix is in, yay!
Hooray.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yay, fix!
Your crap detector, Mike? Tell us about it.
It's real easy, Don. My crap detector is based solely on the fact that this call is coming in from Sacramento. That's it. That's all I need. That's all I need today. Yeah, they got together and arranged it, but what the hell?
Hold on. Do you really think so?
I do.
Do you really?
Oh, most with all of my being.
Well, then let me ask you, Don.
Yeah.
The guy that called our show. Is this a setup?
No, this isn't a setup. They were down here, and they live about 2 hours away. And they were down here over the weekend for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll let him slide. You know what? That's a plausible explanation.
I
pardon him.
That's why you let him slide, because you said Easter, right?
Well, mm-hmm. It's plausible because they did. If they got together for the holiday, then they had a hunch that maybe something was going
to
happen. So I'm going to let him. I'm going to give him a free pass.
All right. You know, all these other lines, I'm sure, are people who are going to say they're lying.
Well, when's the last time you two guys spoke, father and son-in-law?
I spoke yesterday.
There have been no conversations today, and please remember that we do have the ability to check phone records.
You're under oath.
No, I have not spoken with them today.
You haven't spoken with them? Okay, that's good enough.
Right.
Good enough for me.
That's $100 for Don and for the father-in-law. Hold on a second. Father-in-law? Oh, you've got the Sopranos prize pack. You're going to love this. It's a nice big Tony Soprano robe. Hell hath no fury like the family. Don't miss the all-new Sopranos this Sunday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and catch all new episodes of HBO's new series all about Natalie Wood called Deadwood. That's at 10, 9 Central, right after The Sopranos on HBO. Thank you, Jerry, Mick, and thank you, Don.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Have you seen that show, Deadwood? I've looked at it briefly. I mean, what do you think? Do you like it, Buzz?
I slept through the pilot episode.
All right.
And it just didn't hook me.
The language is horrible.
I was offended, frankly.
All right.
Man, it's no Arliss, that's all I can say.
Oh, damn it, another one misses.
All right, so that was It's All Relative.
And that was Don and his father-in-law, Mick.
Guess the Whoopee. I kind of believe him. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, that guy, Mike was right, that guy was full of crap. They definitely weren't related.
All right, what made you think so?
Not by much, but I mean, just by the fact that the guy really didn't sound surprised at all when you called him in Sacramento, and
all right.
And it just sounded, I don't know.
Had his funny answer ready. And
can I just say, sir, I mean, who knows what's going to come, but God bless you.
Real good.
And I don't want to stir this pot any more than I have to, but didn't you ask the father-in-law how the weather was in Sacramento?
I didn't. He said hot.
That's odd because he's in area code 209.
Really?
And that's not a Sacramento area code. 916 is Sacramento.
Might be close, though. Maybe they have more than one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Area, Don.
Hello.
Don't give those two idiots anything.
I'm so sorry that I do this, but I, you know, like Elizabeth, I have a gift.
209's Modesto. You two
hello, Don and Mike show. And unlike Elizabeth, I know you know a lot about 69.
I do, yes.
It was a good year for you.
It was a wonderful year.
Hello. Don and
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as he said Donald, it's like the son-in-law just started laughing. He said, what? Like, he's not used to being called that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I hate reality shows.
A year ago, you said they were the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
I've grown, you haven't.
The Don and Mike Show. If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, and we're going to jump right back into it. Hey, an update on Weird Al's parents, and an update on the guy who bet his life savings in Las Vegas. It's the best of Don and Mike.
You know, a friend of mine mentioned a second ago, Mike just said he didn't see The Sopranos last night. Not a great one. Not a great one.
Because the one the previous week was fantastic.
At least I thought not a great one.
No violence?
Well,
there was a mentor.
There was a beating up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There was a beating up.
A beating. For my money, if there's not a...
Steve Buscemi beat up the Korean guy.
Well, you know, for my money, if there's not a murder, what's the point? I'm not watching.
And there was a lot of sexy Carmella.
Oh, really?
Yes. Which...
Carm?
Yeah, there was one scene...
That sounds a little redundant.
I'm going to have to go to the TiVo, though, because there was one scene when she went up to go take a leak, and she's naked standing right in the doorway.
Really? Did you think body double on that?
No, I think that's her body.
Yeah. It was a close call, I think, because I do think they did some Hollywood magic when Dr. Melfi did her nude scene.
Really?
Yeah. That I agree with. Yeah. We've seen
that did not look like her.
Mm-hmm. But there was an awful lot of Carm and a lot of... there was one great scene, Mike.
There was a body double, though. I read that in another
with
article
Melfi,
about
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Dr. Melfi.
Right.
The body double was Dennis Franz.
There was one great scene where she's in bed right after she's done it with this teacher,
mm-hmm.
and she can't get the image of Tony out of her mind.
Oh, dear.
And she keeps looking at a picture of Tony on the bureau of Tony with AJ.
Smiling.
And it's obviously a real picture of James Gandolfini as Tony Soprano from
all
about
right.
4 years ago.
Thank you.
So he's got, he's less fat.
Right.
And he's got more hair.
Isn't this the fattest that he's been
absolutely.
Here?
He's almost getting up to where Bobby Bacala.
Yeah.
Anyway, not that great, but I think it's one. They call it one of those bridge episodes.
Okay, all right, they're going to have those, so that's okay. Right.
So that happens, Mike. I'm going to try to put this to the words and music of Air Supply.
All right,
because you know I do love Air Supply. Oh, hold on. Here's David who says it was a body double for sure. David.
Yeah, it was on one of the morning TV shows. It was a body double, but I got some other Sopranos news. Adriana's leaving the Sopranos to play Joey's love interest on the Doing next year.
We've already heard that, but she's not leaving the Sopranos, dummy. She's going to continue her role.
Hey, I love you guys, man.
Hey, I love you too, but listen, when you're watching like PM tonight or whatever it is, you know,
PM tonight, like
Minneapolis
that.
This morning or whatever it is that you're doing, understand, they're reading stuff that's been in the newspaper that we've already had on the show.
Exactly. Right.
Well, I apologize.
All right, I appreciate that.
Hey, you want a North Turner update?
This is our resident little news hound.
All right, now, Norv, who used to be on the show, is the current coach of the Oakland Raiders.
Okay. When asked the difference between working for Al Davis compared to Daniel Snyder, he said the only thing in Oakland that's full of hot air are the footballs and not the owner.
had Norv's fun.
That's yeah. about as bad as Norv can get, too.
Thank you.
Later.
It's and it's that's Norv's son checking in. That's a little retarded Norv Jr. calling this show.
Yeah, go take care of your sister, Tina.
I do enjoy the the mental picture of Norv Turner avoiding your line of sight when you were in Miami.
At the Miami game.
You know,
and his dad, Ted.
I saw on ESPN a press conference where when Norv first got the job, and it's just the same old Norv where it's just like, well, he's a good football man, and we're really, really excited about, you know, and I'm just saying to the people of Oakland, boy, you got him now, which is, I mean, really, the dullest man on the face of the planet.
He's a good football a nice man, though.
Yeah, I don't know what, Don, you say that because I let you play in my office.
Of course I did.
Everyone's looking to secede from the Raiders Nation.
But God, like, whatever that guy was calling from television, Adriana is going to be on the Joey Show, How You Doing, but she's going to continue her role on The Sopranos.
What's her real name? Drea D'Amato? Is that what it is?
Mateo. Something like that.
Yes. Mateo.
She just has a body that will not quit.
With a body like that, she could go places.
I don't have to take it. Whatever that ad was. Air Supply.
Yes.
All right. Because you're every woman in the world to me.
God, I hate Air Supply.
All right, well, I'm just thinking. I'm off the top of my head, I'm trying to riff about a parody song. Because there's two less Yankovics in the world for me.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Both Ma and Paul Yankovic are dead.
What happened to them?
Carbon monoxide poisoning.
Did they kill themselves?
No, it was an accident.
Out of embarrassment?
It was an accident. However, you'll be glad to know this, Mike.
Suicide by embarrassment.
Weird Al, he is a professional. He had no comment during his performance in Minnesota Saturday Night. Before the show, a graphic projected on the screens at the back of the stage that the show was dedicated to the memory of his parents.
So the same day they died?
Yeah.
By some horrible accident of carbon monoxide, he did the show?
Within 24 hours.
Mike, joining us now from Las Vegas, let's go to Ashley Ravel. Ashley.
Hello there.
Ashley, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You remember on Friday's episode, Ashley made his American National Radio debut here. And my God, the media coverage on this, Ashley.
Are you surprised at it, Ashley, that you are now the most in-demand guy in the world?
I just can't believe it. I mean, you know, all I did was bet everything I had and got lucky. But, thinking back on it, it's only now that I can actually think about what I actually did, and I must have been crazy.
Ashley, I know that this is a time of great joy for you, that you bet everything in Las Vegas and you won. How do you feel about the passing of Al Yankovic's parents?
I don't really know anything about that.
Well, neither did Al, apparently.
Oh, he's a great singer. He's one of America's top singers.
Yeah, he's a wonderful pop singer.
He was the winner of American Idol many years ago. Anyway,
I feel bad now, but I didn't know anything about it.
All right, but Ashley, what's your total take? How much money did you make?
It was $134,300 was the bet.
That was the bet. So you doubled that.
That was the bet. So it doubled up. I thought it'd be nice. So I tipped the chap $600 for hitting my red for me.
So you bet red? You bet on red?
I bet on red, and it came in red 7. So, and you know, it was basically the happiest day of my life.
Were there a lot of people gathered around to watch this?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, I'll try and play it all cool, but emotion got the best of me, and I just jumped around and
I saw you.
And kissed my mom, and it was just great.
You know, and all the stuff that we had heard on the show with you on Friday on our show was the same on TV, where they showed you with your mom, and you mentioned your mom, and they mentioned the fact that you rented the tuxedo, that you had sold all your clothes, that the first thing you were going to do was
get some clothes.
Go out and buy some clothes.
Have you bought some clothes yet?
No, I'm still in the tuxedo.
Now, I've just been
partying, basically, just enjoying my good luck. But, you know, it's now that I've finally actually thought about what would have happened if I lost. I didn't think about it at all before I did the better ass. I wouldn't have done it. And, you know, I really would have had nothing to go back to. And it was just a crazy bet. But, you know, there was just a good vibe about the whole thing, and it just came good.
Is Sky One gonna? Now, you said you were gonna do the show with Sky One, which is like Fox here in America, Sky TV. They were going to follow you around regardless of if you won or you lost. It's got to be better. It's got to be better because you won, right?
No, I don't think so. Because the program was showing everything that I sold and how I actually set up the bet and stuff like that. Mm. Program two, which went out on Sunday, was actually sort of a live program back into the UK, and then they showed the outcome. But program three is in 4 weeks' time, and it's sort of following me about what happened next, what happened after.
Wow.
And I think as far as they're concerned, it would have made a much better program if I'd been destitute. And
but you know,
on my feet.
But it'll be just as much fun to see if you waste all the money and you blow all the money. Do you have any idea what kind of ratings you got in the UK with that show yesterday?
It just went through the roof, to be honest. And apparently it's really taken off in the UK as well. The press are waiting for me to go back tomorrow to speak.
Now, when will you be going back to Britain?
I'm going back tomorrow, but I'm coming back out pretty soon after because I'm going to play in the World Series of Poker at Binion's, and the Plaza have kindly put me up. I love that place, and they're looking after me, so I'm coming back to play in the World Series of Poker, and if I'm going to need a lot more luck than I got on Sunday to win that. But
at least you got a little stake for it. You got a little stake for it, and I would assume you'll probably, now that you've got this reputation both in the United States and in Britain as a big winner, that somebody's going to probably be hitting you up for some endorsements. Has anybody hit you yet?
I'm waiting for that call.
And it
hasn't happened yet.
When you do have to fly back to London, will you be flying first class or coach?
I got a feeling it's going to be first class.
There you go.
I've got to be careful. You know, it's not like I won a million. I mean, I've still got to work. I've still got to.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, it's
work out what I'm going to do next. So I've got to be careful. You know, I don't want to just blow all the money like in a few months and then have to do it all over again.
Well, listen, you do whatever you think is right with that money, but I think a great donation in the name of Nick Yankovic would be
a memorial done to Al's parents.
And what's his mom's name? Hold on a second. Let me find it. Nick and Mary Yankovic.
Nick and Mary Yankovic.
Think about what the Yankovics are going through right now. But yeah. You, my friend, you're a success story. Thank you for being on the show. Listen, last question. Does this make up the defeat of the British in 1776 when we kicked your ass?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, probably not. But, you know, I'm happy. And my family's happy. My friends are happy. And, you know, that's all I can ask for, really.
Absolutely. Happy,
he is
winner.
A winner.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Winner.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Bye, dude.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, a Brit done good.
Winner!
And he's absolutely right about the television show. It would be far more interesting following him around after he was destitute. Right.
See, but I disagree because I think if you have a guy who had the stones and the lack of brain matter to risk everything, I think there'd be a very good chance that over the first couple of episodes, you'll see him start to fly through that money.
Well, you know, if he really wants to make it a successful television program, he'll spend the money much like they did in Dumb and Dumber. Now I'm laughing.
And the tuxedos, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, the orange and the blue tuxedos.
I'm glad you can laugh, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I know, you're pretty broken up.
Cause you're every Yankovic. To me.
I know, I'm sorry, Don.
See, the problem is the name. Mm-hmm. There's two less Yankovics in the world. To me.
I think you might want to modify that to rhythmically it will work better if there are two less Yankovics alive today.
You're singing the wrong melody. You're singing "You're Every Woman in the World."
Right.
There's two less lonely people in the world tonight.
Oh, is that Air Supply too?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, I bow to you. You're fagged them on that.
Yes. And remember, you too used to be Air Supply.
Oh, we did. That's right.
That was another time.
Let's see.
Sad time, Rob.
You want some details? When they opened the door, the house was full of smoke.
Oh no!
Oh, dear.
A wood fire had been set recently in the. Thanks, Robin.
Oh dear!
In the fireplace. Now, Weird Al Yankovic had no comment during his performance, but like I said, he did
the show must go on.
He did put a slide on, so good for him.
Yeah,
we got a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
And it has just really flown by. Joe Ardinger with you to say good evening. This is the last segment of Best Of for this Monday. I can say good night.
However, I'll be back tomorrow to bring you some more. So, in this segment, it's Easter with the Sources and the Burbanks, and it is definitely the best of Don and Mike. See you tomorrow.
Saturday night. Again, this has nothing to do with Easter.
Nothing with God.
Nothing at all to do with Easter. Incidentally, how did I spend Easter morning?
How did you spend?
Well, the guy's coming over to fix our bathroom. I'm going to tell you something.
Did you go to church?
No, I did not. These guys, you know, I know the big thing is he is risen. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm convinced Jesus is going under the name Kirk. Because Kirk is the guy that's in charge of our bathroom renovations.
Uh-huh.
And
Carpenter?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, right,
Buzz.
Absolutely. So they were over.
Is he a Jewish carpenter?
In my house? I don't know, Mike. I would have to...
I mean, if you want to make it accurate. All right.
Of course, Rob has had me size him up many times, mm-hmm. And I can't tell.
They worked on Easter Sunday in your house?
You bet they did.
That's incredible.
You bet they did. And it's a good thing because we needed...
Triple overtime.
We needed the sounds, the cutting, the dropping of tiles to wake us up because we had one hell of a Saturday night. Here's where I'm at. We went out with Buzz and Marsha,
right.
And Frida, here's the thing. Since Frida's been working again,
yes,
she's got this bug in her head, and I'm cool with it, mm-hmm. that she likes going out downtown.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like the I like the suburbs. Mm-hmm. I like...
Well, when we're at a Walmart out in the suburbs all day, it's nice to, I think, experience some of the cosmopolitan inner-city lifestyle.
Oh, you mean when she's working at Walmart?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, when she gets done doing the greeting.
Right.
What better way to really just remind yourself that there are sophisticated people out there.
Didn't it feel to you like being in Sex and the City?
Well, I kept saying that to Buzz over and over on Saturday night because I know this is Frida's dream and her thing. She says to me, at first it's a compliment for Buzz and Marsha. Uh-huh. She said, I guess earlier in the week, she said, Saturday night we're going to go out to dinner. We're going to find someplace by where I work, where she works down in Georgetown. Uh-huh. She said, we're going to find a real new, trendy place. It's getting great reviews, very hard to get into. She said, who can we? Oh, I know. Buzz and Marsha are cool.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask Buzz and Marsha.
Very nice. Yeah, they're right? Cosmopolitan people.
Because they're the cool couple, right? They got no kids.
Uh-huh.
They, you know, free love. You know, they experiment.
They're hip, they were hippies in the day. We celebrate Easter without the fertility part.
Yes, you do. So we get down to this bar.
Right.
And we start to have drinks before dinner. And
is everybody wearing black in the bar?
No, thankfully the people were dressed normally.
Okay, all right.
And we were dressed normally, yeah. But I pulled Buzz aside at
no
one point.
No Cirque du Soleil characters?
And I said,
not even me.
I said, you have to understand where Frida's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Frida right now is living in this fantasy world where she drives down to Georgetown and she goes to work, and then she loves the fact that we come down there and meet her. You know, Georgetown, if you don't, I'm sure you have an area like this in your city. It's where all the tourists go. It's where all the stores, you know, if you're going to buy something down there, if you're going to go to the Gap
right. In
Georgetown, you're going to pay like four times the regular amount for a pair of jeans.
Right.
Because you're buying it from the Gap in Georgetown.
Right, it's trendy.
It's one of those deals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she thinks it's very Sex and the City-ish, that we will meet our friends, our, mm-hmm. as she's called them, our cosmopolitan friends.
Mm-hmm.
We'll meet our Ed Rama.
And drink cosmopolitan.
I guess that means you and Carrie would be our...
Neapolitan.
So, we get down there and we have...
Like the ice cream.
Yes. Exactly. Right. We have the drinks, which are nice.
Uh-huh.
And then we go to the restaurant, which Frida has told us repeatedly it's how hard it is to get in. And,
right.
And, you know, we walk in and nobody there. But the guy lays a rap on us saying that it's going to get real crowded as soon as the sun goes down.
You would find normally that this restaurant, people would dine at midnight.
And we had a very nice dinner.
Yeah, we did.
And drinks and good conversation. And the evening for me unraveled. Mike, we were down on Wisconsin Avenue by M. We were very close to that hill where you and I got chased that Halloween by the guy wearing the gigantic McDonald's
coming
French fries outfit.
From the old Bayou Club when we hosted a Halloween party.
Right. Yeah. Well, do you remember the name of that dildo shop? Is it the
Pleasure Chest?
The Pleasure
Chest. It used to be.
And they've got a different name on it
the
now,
chain
right?
has folded, and now that shop independently is known as the Pleasure Place.
The Pleasure Place, yes. Right.
As it turns out, the place we had dinner was two doors away.
Okay.
So we walk out of the restaurant, and Frida says, and because Frida is there with Marcia.
You were near one of my favorite Italian restaurants if you were there.
Of course, and that is?
I don't remember the name of it.
Okay, and because Frida's there with Marcia.
They serve the Sambuca and the big decanters.
Oh. There's already been lesbian talk at the table, which incidentally, I know.
There is always that dynamic when you guys get them together.
But it was instigated by my wife this time.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Something like...
Well, doesn't that go back and forth? Doesn't that go between Marcia and Frida? I mean, they both instigated
something. She said how she and Marcia might get a place, you know, in the city, in Georgetown, because they liked hanging out there, and I like the city too, but I just don't see it as practical, you know, working out here as we do. And Don just plain doesn't want to live in the midst of all that mess.
You're a practical Kansan.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just a hermit. I don't like being with other people.
So
don't like crowds.
They hugged and kissed and talked about getting a place together in Georgetown. That's how the evening started.
That's not an exaggeration. So now we're done with dinner, and we walk out, and Frida says, the dildo store. Let's go in. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to say something. That I do a radio show, and even though now we don't do as much sex stuff as we used to,
right.
I've always done a show.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, and this place, this particular garbage pail, has been in business for over 25 years.
It's got an interesting clientele.
And I know that even before I was married to Frida, there would be times that back when we dated, we'd be down in Georgetown, and we would walk in there, and I would get Oogie walking in there anyway.
Yeah, well, no matter who's in there to have fun and be goofy, there's always your share of creeps and serious shoppers.
Yeah, it's not like going in a soft core place. I mean,
no,
this place is
nasty in your face.
Besides the cat of nine tails, which I can deal with. Cat o' nine tails.
And Captain of Crunch.
And all of the leather goods and everything, I'm fine with that.
Uh-huh.
Until I look at the gigantic wall dildos, and I just said, I'm really, really not comfortable in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Frida said, as we walked over by the vibrator section for women,
yes,
she said, I want to find the one that's called the dolphin. And she said, because you like dolphins. She says this to me. She says, you like dolphins.
You know how you love dolphins.
I said, I like dolphins, like watching them in the ocean. And meanwhile, the names for these products, she's saying, no, hold on, there's the elephant. That's not what I want. There's
the bulldog.
There's the rhinoceros.
Bulldog's still in business?
Bulldog.
I imagine, but not in this section.
One of the men's ones. We were in the female section. And they all had weird animal names.
Do they still have the back room?
Yes, they do. And as
matter of really big stuff.
When I walked in, Frida and Marcia walked in before Buzz and I. And what did I say? As soon as we walked in, I said, oh, Christ. Frida's already taken her directly to the back room.
The back room where they have the really amazing size.
Straight to
ones.
The back.
That's where you get like the Pulp Fiction GIMP stuff.
Yeah, a lot of leather and supersized vibrators.
Now, you know,
supersize it.
There's a portion of the store that I like that's like a dirtier Spencer Gifts.
Right.
Where you can find the stuff at Spencer Gifts that doesn't go all the way.
Yeah, right. You can get the cards and stuff like that. Right?
The wacky novelty gifts.
Sure.
But it's at one point when you're standing there looking at, and I'm not being overly dramatic when I say 120 different size, shape, and colors appendages all against the wall, all of them with provocative names that have something to do with the child's rhyme, Ding Dong. I just noticed, I can't remember which word it was, if it was Ding or Dong.
Uh-huh. Right.
One of those words was used an awful lot, and the guys that were working there, and I say that liberally because they may have been women, I really can't tell.
Any piercings on the people working there?
Yeah, no surprise there. And they sized me up right away. Now, my wife can pull it off. She walks in there. She's fine. Marcia, Buzz's wife, she's fine. Buzz walks in, he's fine. I walk in, it's like the cootie alarm goes off. That I don't even have to say anything. And they know, ah, I'm uncomfortable. And I hear Frieda from all the way across the store go, hey, come here. I want you to see something over here. And I come over and I go, is it bad enough that I'm in here? You like got to draw attention to us. And then
you want, when you walk in there, you want to get out of there as soon as possible.
She says as loud as she can, ah, it's the Catholic in him coming out. It's the Catholic coming out.
We had drinks with dinner.
And what I'm wanting you to scream is, it's not the Catholic.
Can we go? Can we go?
It's not the...
No. I got hiccups.
No, she wasn't that bad.
No.
15. Inhibition. Can we lie? Can we fill in 15?
Slightly
no,
lower.
All right. All right. I don't even remember what it was.
But she was way up there. And she started very loudly saying, it's just because of the Catholics. And I noticed people looking at me, and it was at that moment that I thought, oh, screw it. I can't handle this. I'm going to run away from the sex store and just go outside and wait.
She had questions for me as well. She found the dolphin item she was looking for, and she was asking me how I thought it worked, and I ventured a guess.
Good, you're good at that. I mean, normally, you can handle that. You're calm about it.
Normally, but I let her down because I ventured my guess as to how it worked, and I guess she did some more studying, quite extensive studying. And
found it to be an error?
It worked, yeah, a different way entirely.
Oh, hold on, Buzz. Perhaps this is the lovely... the bride of the year checking in. Hello?
I had one glass of wine with dinner.
Is this the contest winner?
Yelling anything.
Now, honey, when you said that thing about it's the Catholic in you, really, you said it, though, with so much volume that people really...
Because you want to whisper in there. You want to whisper and run away. I don't know what you're afraid of. What's going to happen to you?
That's another thing I said to her all the time. I said, shh, shh, shh. Quiet.
Because that's the kind of a store where I think if you walk into a store like that, you want to say, excuse me, where do you put this?
We go in and I said, right. I can hear you. Shh, quiet.
Excuse me, do you work here? Can I ask you a question? Where does that go? Oh, thank you. Wow.
And you're right.
Only the guilty whisper.
You only had one drink.
That's true.
One gigantic 64-ounce glass of wine.
Excuse me, I had one glass of wine, and before dinner I had one cocktail, and someone at our table, I won't name names, but he has unnaturally dark hair, had a couple of... another man who was raised and crippled by the Catholic Church had a double. And so I was the least...
You bet your ass.
Yeah, I'm the least drinky. Anybody.
Hey, but I'll say this, that at one point of the evening, we were all, before dinner arrived, we had all had enough to drink that we were analyzing Buzz's hair, whether he dyes his hair or not.
Did he get a good look? So you were right there next to him.
To the point where Buzz was putting his head in the middle of the table and pulling at it and saying...
Showing the gray hair?
Saying, look at... And this is also... I found this unpleasant. When Buzz said, go ahead. Touch it.
Well, I wasn't talking to you.
Tug on it. Well, I don't know.
Well, what was your conclusion and what was your wife's conclusion?
My conclusion was...
I didn't see gray hair. What about you, baby?
He had no roots, which would lend credence to his story, but I advised him to put a little gray in there to make it look more natural.
He wants me to put some in. Yeah.
All right, well, that's I wouldn't say anything bad about it.
No,
except
I was
uncomfortable in that sex store.
Well, you know, and Buzz, I didn't tell you this, because what I was thinking, if you don't have gray in it, when Bart was in school, it was a private school, and you'd see these people that the dad was on, you know, wife number three.
Uh-huh.
So the dad would be in the 60s range.
Right.
And of the young kids, and they always had the dark hair like you do, and it looked...
Oh, honey.
Look natural.
Honey, hold on. Here's the other great lie that Buzz had at dinner that night. And I don't...
Well, the other tall one he told.
Here's the thing. We're all busting balls about Buzz's hair.
Right.
And Buzz says, I take it back. Oh, boy, she could be pissed at me. It was your wife.
Go ahead.
Remember when she said, well, what about Ronald Reagan?
Thanks. To help me out, apparently. She cited Ronald Reagan as an example. She said, for a long time, people thought he dyed his hair. And we all said... Well, he did.
Everybody said it at the same time. Yeah.
Of course he did.
And I guess
so
it was
thanks
Marcia.
For that help.
Well, tell her that I was just telling Mike, I had a great time with Marcia on Saturday night.
We did have a great time, and thank you for dinner. That was great.
It was a good combination.
And it was fun, even if it was in the city, darling. And I don't...
But we could have. We could have.
Jessica Parker. I just like. I'd like to try new places.
And Frieda, let me tell you this too. I thought Don did an admirable job of staying in the shop just as long as he could. He really stayed in there longer than I expected him to. And the moment that I knew that the, you know, time was up, that he could stay in there no longer, I ran, you know, to the back of the store where Marcia was and got her and brought her back forward so we could all then depart.
Excuse me, if you work here, is that
blood? Can we have a therapist call in and tell us what the problem? I mean, I didn't buy anything.
What was that, honey?
I'd like a therapist to call in and say why you are so incredibly uncomfortable.
Again, it's like the ABCs. I mean, first off,
request denied.
Think back to before we were married, and I'm talking like now 24, 25 years ago, when we would be down there, and we'd be out having drinks when we were dating, and we'd go in there. I didn't like going in there when I was on my best behavior trying to prove to you that I was a good guy.
Right.
I didn't like going into that place. I'm telling you, that place is spooky. Creepy.
That's a good word for it.
It really is. It's skeezy.
Excuse
What's
me.
What's wrong with you? Because you know, you're not the most moral. It's not like I'm out with the preacher.
I know. It's just I don't like going to the place that's got all the rejects from Tower Records, you know, working behind all the guys that are too tatted up and have too many piercings for Tower.
Excuse me. If that goes there, when you're done with it, how does one retrieve it?
And, you know, and frankly,
those are the kind of people I expect. In fact, I even want those kind of people there. I don't want a guy like in a tie and a lab coat.
You wouldn't
want
to have a nerd nick there, you know.
Hi, how are you?
Like, let me. You know, again, it was like normal. That would freak me out.
If I wanted to buy that stuff, one word for you, internet.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I ain't going to go.
Hey, you know,
store.
I'm with you on that particular one. I don't like going to that place either.
And the other thing about Frieda, and honey, you can say you were drunk or not. I don't think you.
I got hiccups.
I don't think you were drunk, but you were very happy. And you get that way when we walk in the store and you said, real loud. You know, my wife's got a loud voice. She's real loud. Oh, look at all this stuff. Come here, look at all this stuff.
You are so funny.
Like walking in the room saying to everybody immediately, look at us.
Excuse me, Elvira, does this need C or D batteries?
I don't sound like that.
Yeah, you do.
You want to whisper, and that is it. We're not in the Library of Congress, but there was a whole product line of a gadget that I had no knowledge of previous to walking in there. I mean,
that's great. Get yourself an internet. Buy whatever you want. But don't bring me into the store when you want to do that.
It would be a waste of money to buy it with you because you would not. You know, it would be me alone.
Well, you know, if you ever want to go in there, I heard a rumor that if you ever want to go into that place and buy something and you just tell them you don't want to let anybody know you've been in there, and the people that work there will give you an airtight alibi. Thank you.
Airtight. All right, darling. That's it. Other than that, we had a good weekend, right? We watched The Sopranos. We didn't think it was that great last night.
We had a good weekend because you went out with me on Saturday, and then Sunday we did what you like to do.
Nothing. Oh, and Sunday. God, was I just... I love it. I love a day like Sunday. I told you, I'm not proud of this, but I'll mention this. I didn't go to church. I didn't... I think I only mentioned his name once or twice when something went wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I asked you to go see The Passion with me.
I got no time for that. I wanted to watch The Masters. I played yesterday, I think. They've got a thing where you can count. I think I played maybe 8 full games of Madden yesterday.
Oh, really? On the that's one of those vegetation days. Right.
And every time that Frieda walked by, I know that she just thought I was out of my mind because it's Easter Sunday. And she kept saying, aren't you bored? Aren't you bored? Don't you want to do something?
I was hoping you were bored.
I said, no, I'm having the time of my life in here.
Mm. Well, then you I think you were entitled to a day of rest after, you know, having that cosmopolitan evening at the trendy restaurant and then at the Pleasure Palace, which is a convenient place. Uh-huh. It has 3 entrances. Convenient to everybody.
One entrance should be permanently closed. just in my opinion, there's one entrance that really, I mean, no matter how they try to fix that road, that's never going to be a good road. You could even bring Marge Schott in to talk about it. That's a road you ain't going to be able to fix. And I don't know. Rob, I don't know about it. IRS.
I don't know about that either.
Oh, my God. But I do know that Buzz and Marcia, as always, you're fun to go out and...
so are you guys.
And chat with. And, you know, sorry that we took so many years off, but you understand, Buzz. Well, you're barren.
Yes.
You and Marcia are barren, as Angela
yes.
pointing out.
Yeah.
You know, they can't have children.
We didn't see you for about 18 years, but yeah. now you're back again.
Now that the boy is gone.
Yeah, now you're the trendy couple.
Right.
That's right.
Welcome back.
There are, as Frida said, there are cool friends.
Cool friends.
She said, well, we've got Buzz and Marcia are our cool friends.
That's great. That's cool.
Okay.
They are cool people.
I'm looking at him right now going, if you're my cool friend, I am a nerd.
I'm sorry. That's the best you can do. Well, you kind of established that calling the control room. All tied up in a neat little bow.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. How's the restaurant?
Buzz came in on Sunday. I didn't see him, but he came by for brunch.
Buzz around cafe.
Buzz was making the rounds. I mean, went out with you on Saturday night, went to my restaurant on Sunday, and said he had a good time,
we
right?
went with John and Kelly Norman, some other friends of ours, Craig and Cheryl, and went to the restaurant. Food was great. The mm-hmm. service was great. We had a very nice time.
Wait. Nothing about your restaurant, Mike. I'm happy that the Buzz went there. And,
right. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hank's Look Around Cafe. Let me just get this straight, though. Well, what time did we leave you on Saturday? it had to be going on
like
midnight.
10:30. Well, there you go. So, yeah.
11. And yeah. What time did you see the first new people on Sunday?
About 11:30. We waited a whole 12 hours.
Dead to me.
Jealousy. No. Hey, jealousy.
Does this mean I'm no longer cool?
Now I know what happened. Yeah. You finish dyeing your eggs,
uh-huh.
and you dye your hair.
Yeah. All right, then out to eat with the other people that you really like.
Sure. Sorry, we're out of
time. Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.